So the title is Health and Social Care Integration, and that is a slightly misleading title for something that we're going to do totally different in this session. In fact, it's about health and social integration, but the perspective as it has been described in the presentation, there are going to be some new perspectives on that. I'm working at TNO in the Netherlands. TNO is a major research and technology organization, an RTO. And as you know, in the current world of research, RTOs are obliged to do a lot of bidding and participating in European funds. So this is at this moment a peak moment, because today are a lot of calls that have to be completed. So in the past weeks from TNO, we have been working on such calls together also with London School of Economics. So that's also a very, very nice thing to be here at the London School of Economics and to hear that. I am also one day a week professor at the University of Leuven. And in this position, I have also the possibility to work in Germany on a major project called SE Drive. It's on social innovation and driving practice for social innovation. And that is also connected to a large part on health policy. And in this connection between the University of Leuven, TNO in the Netherlands, and Germany, and we also have a connection with the Young Foundation, which normally in our planning should have been in this session. And if they would have been here, then we would have had the square that we need for our session today, in the sense that we are going to look at the integration of health and social care. We're going to look at some research results, but it would have been nice also to have the perspective of social innovation and social innovations which are needed to tackle this subject. It is also interesting to see how countries learn from one another, and that we sometimes do not learn at the same time. So in the Netherlands, we're still looking at Torbay as a very interesting case for what might be useful in the Netherlands. In Flanders, we're just starting to read Torbay, so we're not even sure if that is a good case, Ezra. But luckily, we have these kinds of conferences that bring us immediately up to date, so we can change the enormous amounts of funds that we have received for our research into the right direction. So hopefully one of the outcomes of the presentations, but also of the discussion with you, will be on redirecting all these major proposals that we have started in the past years. So this was to introduce my three speakers today, which are Ezra Dessers from the University of Leuven, associate professor. In the last 6 months, he's been working in Singapore with Professor Bert Vrijhoef, who's quite a name in the field of integration of health and social care, and launching the Cortex project, which he will describe. After that, Ruth, you're going to present from your perspective, from NAFL Trust, results on how the integration of health and social care in the past years have led to some unintended consequences, and that's something that is we certainly would like to learn about. And after that, Evelien Rijken, one of our young stars at TNO, is going to present some results from one of the major pilot projects that we have started in the Netherlands, Amsterdam Noord. And I know that most of you all want to go visit Amsterdam, but you will never come into Amsterdam Noord. So this is a good opportunity to learn about Amsterdam as it really is. Ezra, can I ask you to start with your presentation? Thank you.
So good morning. Thank you, Steven, for the introduction. Yep. As Steven has already mentioned, I'm a professor at the University of Leuven, and I will talk to you about the research design of a large-scale project on integrated care. To introduce the project, the focus of the project is on the sustainability of the Flemish healthcare system, especially in view of the growing needs for chronic and long-term care. As you can see, the website, cortex.be, is also available in English, so you can find more information there about the project and about the different partners. The project has started in November last year, and it's a 4-year project. Just to know where we are, so Flanders, or the Flemish community, is the northern Dutch-speaking part of Belgium. Some background maybe first. So as I already said, the Flemish healthcare system is under pressure, like in a lot of European and other countries, both by the demographic evolution and also by the financial pressure, so the rising costs and the need to cut budgets. The idea is that integrated care or integrated care innovations or measures can help to turn parts of this healthcare and social care system into a more demand-driven, patient-centered, and also a more cost-effective system. So this is really a social innovation challenge because it addresses social needs. It's about technological, but also for a large part about non-technological innovation, about organizing, about networking, about legal issues. And it's about co-creation and involvement of the users and the stakeholders from the field of health and social care. So the outline of my talk first, I will talk about the systemic view we take towards the care system and towards integrated care. Then I will define, based on that systemic view, what the requirements are for a research design that will address the healthcare and integrated care issues from this systemic view. Then I will explain how we turn these requirements into a research design, and I will end with some concluding remarks. So, a systemic view on integrated care. So, what we are not trying to do is focus on specific mechanisms or specific initiatives or specific mechanisms. We try to look at the whole picture and try to see how we can combine different strategies and different models in order to accomplish a more sustainable care system. So we want to look at different levels, micro, meso, and macro, as I will explain later on. In our research project, we have 7 research questions. Now, I can give a talk on each of them because they address very different issues, and that's why I want to give an overview here so that we can move on later to the way we develop a research design which encompasses all these different research questions. So the first one is on models of integrated care, what models, what information is available about experiences and about studies of integrated care models, and how can we use them in the Flemish context. The second is about the organizational components of these models and the impact that organizational choices have for both patient interest, but also for the quality of working life of the healthcare professionals. The third one is on the organizational level. How can we reach network coordination that is needed to gain a more integrated care system? The fourth one is on participation and user involvement, both at the individual level of the individual patients, but also at the more organizational level. The fifth one is about legal conditions, because you can design new ways of working or new healthcare processes, but if the legislation doesn't allow you to do so, you have a problem. So you also have to look at the legal conditions for integrated care. Sixth one is about financial conditions, because, of course, also financial conditions are very important. Think about financial incentives for integrated care. And the seventh and last one is about the performance of these models. What does this mean if you take integrated care measures? What does this mean for instance, patient safety and quality of delivery for the patients? So, as you see, a lot of different research questions, and if we want to design one encompassing research project which can address all these different research questions in an integrated way, in a comprehensive way, We need a research design that is multi-level, that is multidisciplinary, that is multi-method and multi-stakeholder. So, first of all, it needs to be multi-level, because if you look at the seven research questions, here in this table I put the main topic at which they are focused. You see that they, in the last column, the level of analysis is very different. If you look at the patient safety issues, it's really at the micro level of the system. If you look at, for instance, the legal framework for health professions, then you're really at the macro level of the system. If you look at organizations and networks of organizations, you're at the meso level. So the research design should enable us to cover all these different levels. The research design should be multidisciplinary because, as you saw, the research questions address very different aspects of integrated care. So what we did was we put together a research consortium consisting of seven different research units from different fields of expertise. And there are two main groups. We put together expertise on organization science, management, and social innovation. And we have partners who are experts in the field of care and integration of care. It should also be multi-method, because as you saw, there are very different research questions, so each research question should be able within this larger research design to pick, to choose the most appropriate method to study this research question. And moreover, since we are not only interested in describing the current situation and analyzing the current situation, we also want to explore what needs to be done in the future and what options there are and what implications they might have. These two phases of the research will also need different methods. And finally, you will not be able to reach more integration in the field and to see that the research results will be used in practice if you don't involve the stakeholders from the start. So it's also a multi-stakeholder project. We have over 30 valorization partners at the moment. We subdivided them in seven groups, and you see they are covering different aspects of care. So we have care, cure, networks of patients and professionals, policy, labor market, knowledge and education institutions, regional actors, insurance, and so on. And many more. This list will probably grow as the project continues. Now, so we have these four requirements for the research. Now, what does this research design look like? We see that there are four phases in our research design: taxonomy, comparative case studies, social lab activities, and valorization initiatives. So we start with the development of a taxonomy of integrated care, because we see there has been a lot published in scientific and in grey literature about integrated care, about integrated care models, about integrated care experiences and applications. And we need some kind of taxonomy, we think, to classify and to understand what the current status is about what we know about integrated care and integrated care mechanisms, in order to identify elements that might help us to develop solutions for the Flemish context. What we will do is not only take a top-down approach, that's what you see in literature often, it started from concepts like you have clinical integration, you have organizational integration, and then these concepts are operationalized to be used in research and in application. What we also will try to add here is a bottom-up approach, where we will take a look at specific integrated care initiatives within the Flemish context, and we will try to see how they try to manage the way to reach more integrated care and how this comes together with the top-down models. The next phase are comparative case studies. Here we see the table again with the seven research questions and their main topics. And as the These research questions address different levels of analysis. They also encompass different units of analysis. So if you see, regard a case as a unit of analysis, you see that, in fact, every research question needs a different definition of what a case is. If you talk about organizing processes in the second research question, your case is a care process. If you talk about governance in networks, your case is a network of organizations. So what we will do is we developed an embedded case design. This means that we will define four main cases, and within each of these four main cases, for every research question, embedded cases will be selected to study the different research questions. So these main cases are, in fact, what brings together the study of the different research questions. So, for instance, if we select within the first case will be on the healthcare and social care needs of multiple sclerosis patients. Within that case, for instance, if we select a certain network or different networks of organizations for the research question on networks, for the research question on care processes and organizational aspects, we will look at organizations that are part of these networks. And so we try to build, in fact, like the matryoshka of embeddedness, embedded cases. And let's see if I can go back. And so this is what we hope for to get in the end. So we will have four cases. Each case is built around a group of people in need of health and social care, long-term needs of health and social care. And we will look at the different research questions, each at the appropriate level, but then in an embedded way. That was the second phase about the case studies. The third phase is also very interesting. It's a social lab phase. So the reason herefor is that if we study existing cases, we can only learn about what has been done already, the existing degree of integration, the existing problems, the existing ways of tackling these problems. But we also want to explore future possibilities. We want to test what the implications of certain care models, integrated care models and mechanisms are. We want to identify conditions to make them work. And we can't do that in a case study. So we do this in what we call a social lab environment. It's in fact a place. It's also a physical place. You can see the pictures here at the Antwerp Management School, where we can bring together people. We will bring together people within the cases. We will bring together experts, national and international experts. We will bring together the major organizations who are stakeholders, the valorization partners. And there we will try to work on possible scenarios and to evaluate them. And we will use special methods to do this, like tabletop exercises, like social games, like Delphi panels, and so on. And then the final stage is what is called the valorization, which is in fact, I think, a French word, but which is used by the European Commission to indicate the uptake of the outcome of research in practice. We will work here in close collaboration with the partners to see that interventions happen, that they are able to develop tools, that policy advice is made about, for instance, changing legislation and so on. So, to conclude, first maybe recapitulation. So, we think that for this research, we look at integrated care from a systemic view encompassing many different aspects. We don't have the ambition that we cover all aspects, but we have carefully selected these seven research questions, but I can't go into detail here about why we selected exactly those seven. So we think we need an integrated, comprehensive research approach to cover them all, with multiple levels, multiple disciplines, multiple methods, and multiple stakeholders. This is research that is done in a phased approach. We will first develop a taxonomy of integrated care. Then we will perform comparative case studies. We will do social lab activities to explore future possibilities. And then in the end, we will, together with the stakeholders, develop valorization initiatives. Of course, this might and this is very ambitious. So we are aware that there are several risks. And I listed four here. Probably there are more. So we try to keep them in mind, these risks, keep an eye open to see where possible risks might occur. Like, for instance, we have seven research groups. What will happen if one of them fails to deliver? We have all these different methods, multiple levels, disciplines. Will this not lead to fragmented results with which you can't really make a whole picture again? Our valorization strongly depends on the commitment and involvement of the stakeholders. Will they stay involved for the coming 4 years? And then finally, this innovative research methods we will be using, like in the social lab, we have not that much experience with that, so only one of our partners has. So we will be, that might be a higher risk than the more classical ways of performing research, like doing case studies. So I realized that this was a very quick and very general overview of a lot of things we will plan to do in the coming years and have already started to do. So I will be happy to answer questions if you have questions now or later today, or you can always contact me if you want more information. Thank you.
So are there at this moment questions about presentation? This is more about methods and approaches. Of course, Ezra hasn't insisted what he's going to be having achieved after his project with Flanders. We're going to look like the UK, or we're just going to stay far away from integrated care. Maybe some words on that. What's the ambition that we want to have with integrated care in Flanders?
Well, I can only say that there is a political awareness and a strong awareness in the sector that something needs to be done. And there also have been local initiatives, and also at the national level and at the regional level, there are initiatives on their way. So I hope we can contribute in exploring and defining what the requirements are and what options might be the best, offer the best chances for success.
Maybe just one of the first steps in the project is the development of the taxonomy. And of course, Flanders, being a small country, thinks that they are somewhat backwards in developing and using new methods for other countries. But having this taxonomy and having to look at what in fact is happening in Flanders, we can already see that there is a lot of experience with lots of approaches to forms of integrated care. And one of the other things that is quite important also for the Flemish situation and the Belgian situation is that Belgium is still a pillarized society. So a lot of services and a lot of tasks in the care sector and the health sector are in fact integrated in these pillars. And we have these networks of support for long-term care. And these kinds of things is something that's going to be interesting for us to see to what degree these partners are able to be more flexible in the way that they approach tasks. Because bottom line, also for Flanders, the thing is healthcare costs are really rising enormously. And there's something that has to be done. And integrated care seems to be something that a lot of people, they hope is going to be a solution. So if there are, I see there's a question, yeah?
It's more a comment, actually. It's just
yes.
Scotland. So you might, I mean, I'm not saying that I'll give you any ideas, but we're actively going through what you describe and actually
Yeah, that's interesting, and I think we need to integrate all the knowledge and experience that is available, and not trying to start from zero, of course, because that wouldn't make sense. I talked to our minister of care before the project started, and he said, "Well, I know already what will come out of it. You will tell us that we need more integration, and that social and healthcare need to cooperate more together." But I think the output of the research project need to be more specific and more concrete than that kind of general advice. So I think we definitely need to. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you.